Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club podcast, where we talk all things gardening and allotment. My name's Richard, and this week we've got a bit of to catch up on of what we've been doing over the weekend and share some gardening tasks for April. So grab a cuppa, sit back and enjoy the show. Now, this weekend, it's been a very wet, especially on Saturday, very wet and wild weekend, which I went down the allotment on Saturday, but I really could not do very much at all. I managed to fit a couple of panes of glass to complete Grandad's greenhouse. That means that greenhouse is now ready for plants, which is great. That gives me a chance to get in there and grow a lot of tomatoes. That's all that's going to be growing in that tomato, in that greenhouse, sorry. That still leaves the second greenhouse, in which I need some sort of alternative to glass, is what I'm looking at. I've got a few ideas, and hopefully this week I'll be able to put those into action. Now, back at home, I have repurposed an old bottle fridge into a cold frame. Now, this is just something that I've had in the back of my mind for a while. And at the moment, it's just an experiment because it doesn't look very nice, I'll be honest with you. But my idea being, they've got the glass-fronted doors, they're silver on the inside and they're insulated, so they should reflect light, hold onto heat pretty well. So we'll see how that goes. And then if it is successful, we will look at making it a little bit nicer in the future. Now, I'm lucky that I can do that. Being a fridge engineer, I am able to repurpose an old fridge. It's not something I would recommend, for reasons being that the gas on it might be not very pleasant to those to the environment. I'm able to take it out, so it was easy for me to do. I've cleaned the chickens out, of course. I do that every Sunday anyway. We've been getting so many eggs. It's been great. Martha's really has settled in well and given us with plenty and plenty of eggs. And I've got to say, the new coop is working out so much easier to work with and keep clean. Of course, I'll be going through what's happening this week here at the Veg Grower Podcast on tomorrow's podcast. Now, April is here, spring in full swing. There's plenty that we can be doing in the garden and allotment this month. Now, I have put a few tasks on the newsletter, which I put in the post on Friday, but I couldn't fit all the tasks in, so I had to really dial it down quite a bit. So I thought what I would do is just go through. I'm not going to sow any seeds today because I don't think any of you would have got them yet. But I thought I would just go through a few of the tasks that I thought we could come out with today. So, first of all, prune back any frost damage growth on any of our fruit trees or bushes. This is a really easy and good job to do. That I prefer to prune all my trees during the winter, but there's still time to do it now, especially just before they start to bud. And they need to, if you're looking at shaping your trees, that's something you might want to do. Now, continue sowing all your seeds for vegetables, fruits and herbs that can be grown outdoors in the UK. Huge list of seeds, huge list of things that we can be sowing. It's a very, very busy month, and I would be leaning towards concentrating on the sowing of seeds and pricking out your seedlings as they grow and get those out into the greenhouse or cold frames in order to start hardening them off before they go out to their final positions. Now, some of the plants that we started earlier in the year could probably begin planting out, things like cabbages or cauliflowers and Brussels sprouts, etc., etc., especially if they are outgrowing their pots or seed trays. Keep the garden well watered if we do get a dry spell. April is known for April showers, of course, so you may not need it. But there are times that we do get some dry spells. This weekend certainly isn't one of those. Now, what I also recommend, if you haven't already got a rainwater harvesting system in place, consider putting one in. It's very easy to do. Every shed has a gutter and a downpipe in order to fill up my water butts. We have a lot of water butts here, which means we never run out of water. Now, it's worth going around and feeding some of your perennial plants, your trees, your bushes, in order to give them plenty of food for the coming year. And while you're at it, it's worth mulching around the soil around the base of these plants to help conserve moisture and suppress any weeds. Now, I mulched my asparagus a few weeks ago and the weeds are already growing through, so I've got to get on that over this week as well. Now, as everything is waking up, there's a good chance that pests and diseases are going to be waking up as well. Now, slugs and snails are something I've noticed in my greenhouse are starting to creep up, so we've got to take action on those. I'm not a lover of slug pellets, as you know, but there are other things that we could try instead. Keeping the slugs and snails down at the moment is probably a good priority, because at the moment, if we can get them down, they're less likely to multiply later on in the year. Install supports for climbing plants such as your peas, beans and cucumbers. Get that ready to go. We are sending peas out in this month's gift pack, so you should be able to get those in the ground with some pea supports and get those growing. Keep on top of the weeds, get removing those. Again, it's worth keeping on top of that this time of year so that they don't really get established. Again, easier said than done, I know, but lighter evenings should give us a bit more time to do that. Now, if your beds are empty, consider adding plenty of compost or well-rotted manure to improve the soil fertility and structure. As you know, my no-dig garden uses a lot of this, so we're going to be doing that quite a bit. I mean, we're pretty much on top of the at home. Down on the allotment is a different story, but we'll work on it. Continue to harvest any crops that might be ready. Rhubarb, asparagus and early spring vegetables, be it cabbages or leeks. Probably won't have leeks, but they'll be late. But yeah, any of the early varieties, early foods. Be very surprised, like broad beans we would expect to be harvesting in the next few weeks, but this year they got killed by the frost, so we're not getting any early ones of those. Rhubarb this year is doing incredibly well, so we're going to get plenty of rhubarb. Asparagus isn't showing its signs just yet, but there's still time. And as soon as they are harvesting, I love asparagus, absolutely love asparagus, so I'll be looking forward to that. Something I also like to do with asparagus is to mulch it with seaweed. I live near the coast, as I'm sure you know, but we get plenty of that. So I'm losing my place, sorry. We get plenty of seaweed, so I throw that down on top of the asparagus bed, and that seems to do really, really well. And it helps suppress weeds, is the idea. Although you wouldn't believe it at the moment, because as I said, the weeds are coming back. And asparagus loves the salt as well. Now, there's many, many, many more things that we can be doing throughout April. Of course, if you listen to the podcast, you'll hear what I'm doing, as always. And I, of course, share with you all the other things that we are doing. Well, that is it for tonight's episode of the Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club Podcast. I hope you have found this list of tasks for April helpful and feeling inspired to get outside, get your hands dirty. Got any questions? Don't forget to drop me a line. But until next time, please take care.